Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, November 7th, 2025, and we have a great mix of legal headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
California's Private Attorneys General Act, PEA, undergoes fundamental shift following 2024 legislative reforms. In June 2024, California's Private Attorneys General Act underwent significant reforms, shifting the state's employment enforcement landscape. The amendments, introduced through AB 2288 and SB 92, now focus on employer diligence and compliance rather than litigation. Employers can now reduce their liability by demonstrating all reasonable steps to comply with the labor code before receiving a PEGA notice. This includes detailed auditing, record-keeping, and management training. Windes, a leading advisory firm, offers a compliance playbook to help businesses understand and meet these new requirements. For more information, visit windes.com.
California enacts tougher standards for legal funding and advertising. California has implemented stricter standards for legal funding and advertising. Governor Gavin Newsom signed Assembly Bill 931 into law, requiring contracts to be written in plain language and outlining all fees. Lawyers are now prohibited from receiving referral fees from legal funders. Senate Bill 37 also passed, restricting attorneys from using past judgments to influence consumers or advertising paid for awards. These laws aim to protect consumers and ensure ethical practices. Sieber-Bulger Law, led by Jonathan Sieber and Jim Bulger, specializes in personal injury, employment litigation, and LGBTQ+ rights, with over 20 years of experience in Beverly Hills and Los Angeles.
Family of Miami-Dade fire rescue employee in Halloween night road rage incident describes him as soft-spoken father and dedicated public servant and first responder. The family of Emilio Humberto Rodriguez, the Miami-Dade fire rescue employee involved in a Halloween night road rage incident, has described him as a dedicated father, public servant, and first responder. Rodriguez, who has worked for Miami-Dade County for 18 years, is known as a quiet, kind, and soft-spoken individual who is always willing to help others. Despite the recent allegations, his family emphasizes that he is a loving father and son who has been actively involved in his community. Rodriguez's family has set up a GoFundMe campaign to support him during this challenging time, highlighting his long history of service and dedication to others. They are grateful for the community's compassion and prayers, urging the public to remember his humanity and continue to offer their support. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.